This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That sound you hear is not the sound of joyous celebration, because the weekend here, it's because of angry, frustrated, and disgusted parents after the, was it the Anthony Fauci hearing that they're going after Fauci on the vaccine issue, right?
That was the sound. Yeah. I had no idea. But, you know, C-SPAN actually put up a separate video.
Wow.
They actually highlighted the reaction, the public reaction after this hearing with Fauci and Messonnier. And there were some... There were some angry autism mama bears in that in that audience there, because they made sure that Fauci and Messonnier heard what they had to say before they left.
Yeah, of course, Fauci and Messonnier from CDC said, oh, no, the MMR can't really cause any encephalitis. And then they were begrudgingly going, well, maybe sometimes. But, yeah, they are part of the cover for the vaccine religion. And more and more parents, unfortunately, are learning the hard way. And that they've been lied to by their government officials, by Big Pharma, by FDA, by CDC, by the media. Of course, that's why more of y'all are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's warm and welcome here, honestly. Thank you. One and all. We've got a great show lineup. We've got Jeffrey Jackson scheduled. We're going to go into a little bit about the CDC Messonnier claim, as well as other FDA, I would call it criminal behavior, related to the vaccine issue, as well as, you know, who's really at fault for the opioid epidemic. And Jeffrey's got that coming up. And then in hour two, hey, Chris Barr, Not a Doc, is back. And we'll go everywhere from home birth to cremated people who are radioactive. Wow, we got some weird stuff today, Super D.
Crazy stuff, man. Right? Crazy stuff. So we do have a story we want to get into here. But first, I think we've got something that we want to highlight.
Oh, yes. We got a comment of the day that just came in from Michelle. I don't know which Michelle this is. I don't think it's our nurse friend, Michelle. But it says, hello, Robert. Thank you for the great show. I have come to hear your shows because of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. I've been studying his work, and much of my research has led me to your show. Thank you for having him on so many times and honoring him in so many ways. You know, it's my honor to have him as a friend in his life, and we miss him dearly here. But I'm grateful for Mary Beth Gonzalez carrying on his tradition. We'll talk about that in a moment. Michelle says, my question is, I'm trying to listen to the archives of the shows he's on. I've linked to your site where there's a list of the shows he has been on. Several of them I click on, and I'm unable to connect to the audio. Am I missing the link? Am I supposed to click on read more or show notes? Just having a hard time finding the archived audio shows. Thank you for your boldness in speaking out for common sense and freedom. So, Superdon, are the links not working? Is there something we should know about?
I think there might be something going on with the server, because the a lot of those links are going back to years ago on the old Natural News Radio archives. And so we'll see if we can get that fixed.
Okay.
As well. And then also having to do with Nicholas Gonzalez, there's something going on here with some books or something, isn't there?
Well, do you have that? I think I copied what Mary Beth Gonzalez had said. Do you have that in front of you?
Let me look here real quick here. I know I've got it somewhere here.
Yeah, basically, if you've been waiting to buy Nick Gonzalez books, the ones that were published posthumously, right? What is she doing? It's an amazing deal right
now. All right. This comes from Mary Beth, and she says, I'm gearing up to publish the official biography of Dr. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
She says, to help spread the word about his nutritional protocols for cancer, she has slashed prices on his two cancer case study books. Both hardcover volumes of Conquering Cancer are now just $15.95 each for a limited time. They're usually $49.95, so $15.95, that's a huge discount. So anyway, there's a link here that I put in the show notes here. Beautiful. So if you are interested, get those now because that price, you may not see that price ever again.
Those are books you can work out with. They're so heavy. So, yeah, if they're only $15.95, jump on them. Get both of them. And God bless you, Mary Beth Gonzalez. We love you and carrying on Nick's legacy the way you're doing with the Nicholas J. Gonzalez Foundation. So thank you, Super Don, for grabbing that. She had put that out on the social media network, so we're glad of that. So anyway, he's a doctor's doctor, this guy, Nick Gonzalez, but there are a lot of numbnut doctors out there. And some of them are crying and whimpering, and they're snowflaking out because on Facebook, apparently, they're having to face parents. Angry mama bears, just like Fauci had to do at the end of that phony hearing in Congress. So what do you got on this story?
Well, okay, thank you, Fox News, for bringing this to my attention. Apparently, here's the headline, and I just a double take on this. Mm-hmm. Headline says, doctors on Facebook face harassment from anti-vaxxers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, doctors apparently, doctors in favor of vaccination and vaccines for kids, vaccines in general, apparently are getting some blowback from parents who disagree. Now, last time I checked, social media is full of people who disagree with other people, especially right now. and so I don't understand why this is such a big deal, except for the fact that it has to do with, quote, anti-vaxxers. So what we've got now is a new, I guess, angle that the media apparently is now trying to go after anti-vaxxers by making them out to be bullies.
Wow.
Who are harassing doctors. Now, that on its face value is, I think, silly. Okay.
Well, yes, because think of all the doctors that bully parents into getting vaccines.
The parents have been nothing but criticized, not just on Facebook, but, I mean, every social media platform, on late-night TV comedy shows. I mean, you know, these parents have been just harassed and persecuted, threatened. I mean, so some of them now blow, you know, go back on the doctors, and now all the doctors are melting, you know, from this horrible harassment. But, dude, you know, there's a story within the story here. Because what they're doing is they're focusing on this doctor, Elias Cass. Now, it turns out Elias Cass is a naturopathic doctor.
Dun, dun, dun. Really?
So
he's a naturopath.
He's a naturopath.
And he's coming out in favor of vaccination.
Yes. To the extent that he has even been given awards by the CDC.
No.
For being a brave naturopath. But here's what gets me.
Yeah.
When was the last time you ever saw a naturopath referred to as a doctor Fox News?
Right, they're not real doctors. They're naturopaths. Wait, hold on. This naturopath is real because he's pro-vaccine.
Exactly.
So yeah, right.
Folks, if he comes out in favor of vaccines, he's a doctor on Fox News. If he doesn't, he's a quack.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
So you know what? This guy, Cass, deserves everything that they're throwing at him, in my opinion. Because it's one thing for a medical doctor. You can go, all right, he's ignorant, she's ignorant, they went through medical school, allopathic stuff, and they're taught vaccines are safe and effective, they are programmed, they are hypnotized, that's the mantra. But a naturopath? Really? Well, folks, what have I told you about medical or allopathic naturopaths? I bring this up once again. Invited to speak at the gastroenterology conference at the oldest naturopathic college in the United States, and I'm the only guy, I'm a homeopath, I'm speaking on GI recovery protocols. I'm the only one that whole day filled with naturopaths that have graduated largely from that school that did not use one single pharmaceutical drug in my recovery protocol. all of the rest, antibiotics, prednisone. I'm like, is this, what school am I here? Is this allopathic medicine? These medical? No, these are naturopaths. So my argument is not that they shouldn't exist, but I would argue that that mantle of naturopathy is long gone. They should be calling themselves allopathic naturopaths at best. Maybe medical naturopaths, but certainly not true traditional naturopaths. And again, Cash should be ashamed of himself, but yeah, he's not. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm being attacked by parents. They don't know. They're not doctors.
Snowflake.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, Robert, let me ask you something. You know, if you came out in favor of vaccines, would Fox News refer to you as a homeopathic doctor?
You know, they might. Hey,
might,
look, we
right?
found a homeopath.
Try it,
he,
right?
He's in favor of that. Let's call him a doctor, right? Isn't that funny how that goes, right? The litmus for being a doctor today is whether you're for or against vaccines.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's just insane. But, you know, whatever. Fox News and Newsweek are both referring to this guy as a doctor now, so.
You know what? We should put a dunce cap on Cass, Dr. Cass, and send him to the Temple of Vaccinia in England.
There you go.
Right?
Jenner Hut.
Worship
yes.
of the Jenner Hut, right? Maybe give him some diapers, whatever. You know, make him look as foolish as he is as a naturopath coming out in favor of vaccinations. Case in point, too, and we're not going to be holding back. If there are doctors of chiropractic out there that are pro-vaccine, yeah, you're going to get it, too. And the fact that the majority of chiropractic schools that mandate vaccines for the incoming students, you should be delegitimized as well. That's just the antithesis of chiropractic medicine, as it is the antithesis of real naturopathic medicine. So anyway, we got a minute or so to go, Super D. I think we did really well opening up and covering some stories and comments and questions. And I'm impressed the way the show is flowing so far.
Yeah, good stuff. So looking forward to having Jeffrey Jackson and Chris on. And by the way, folks, if you're waiting to find out who won the CBD giveaway, you got to stay tuned because we're going to announce it at the end of the show.
Yep, the finale of the show today is going to be that and how we got there. It is a truly random pick. We didn't play favorites or biases, but you'll hear it when we go to that in segment four. Remember, we got Chris Barr in hour two, not a doc.
Yep.
And we have Jeffrey Jackson coming up. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please say thanks to our friends at CV Sciences, also at Better Way Health, and the many others that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, including go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook on molecular hydrogen, and learn all about why that is the way to get your water. That's coming up. Now, let's see if there's any other things I can remember to say before we break for the first segment here. Pause for a moment, the pause that refreshes. Oh, yeah. Remember, as of March 18th, our Monday show, we're changing time slots, and you're going to be listening to us primarily through YouTube at first, but you'll go to robertscottbell.com. We'll have more information. Looks like it'll be 3 to 5 in the afternoon here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, Monday through Friday, but we'll tell you about that more later. robertscottbell.com. Right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's back, and we've got him. Action Jackson. Jeffrey Jackson is on here, independent journalist, investigative reporter. And you can find him linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Take you to jeffreyjackson.com. Also a regular contributor to High Wire with Del Bigtree. And, boy, oh, boy, this week has been, we'd say a hootenanny. That's one thing that we say in the South over the years. But the Fauci claim that the MMR doesn't result ever in brain inflammation, encephalitis, and Messonnier, the CDC person right next to her, then going, well, it's rare, and then they back off a little bit, it's rare. That was an incredible little lie under oath.
That was, yeah, it was a criminal lie under oath. I mean, that's basically what got Martha Stewart jail time. So they did take, they took an oath to tell the truth. So, you know, this could be prosecutable, but I doubt that will be happening. Very interesting stuff. I think this should be bouncing on the alternative news cycle because mainstream is not going to pick it up. And I'm glad you covered it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so bombshell. But I watched that whole hearing. I took extensive notes. I'm going to be writing about it this Sunday. And one of the things was asked of Nancy Messonnier. She's the director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases at the CDC. And she was asked, well, how do you know that the MMR is safe? And she says, quote, because the U.S. has one of the most robust systems for monitoring the safety of vaccines, and that we can say with confidence that the MMR is safe. And she's alluding because of this system, this vaccine adverse event reporting system, the VAERS system. So if anybody wants to take a look to fact check her, because this whole committee hearing was about misinformation, and I saw more misinformation coming from government officials than I did from anybody else. So if anybody wants to fact check her, they can go over to ICANDecide.org and look at the government HHS responses, Health and Human Services. And there's a segment in there, and it's very interesting, and this isn't much, the public doesn't know about this too much. Well, I guess until now. But Harvard Pilgrim Health Center was tasked to look at that VAERS reporting system. And they looked at it from 2006 to 2009. They took this segment, so a little over 3 years. And they found that fewer than 1% of the actual adverse events to vaccines were actually caught by VAERS. This is how broken the system is. It's a passive reporting system, meaning your doctor will report that if they feel like it, if they know what a vaccine reaction looks like. And let me tell you, there's no vaccine course 101 for 2 credits in med school. Doctors do not get the training to know what vaccine reactions look like. And furthermore, vaccine reactions look like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. They look like neurological problems. So a lot of the parents I speak to, they go to the hospital and they get $1 million worth of workups trying to figure out what's wrong with them or their child. Mm-hmm. And the doctor says, well, you know what, Guillain-Barré, and a lot of these vaccine reactions don't show up till years down the road. This is a broken system.
Well, and I'll add to this, the doctors are actively programmed to not see a link between the vaccine administration and these adverse events and however they manifest. But we are living in an Orwellian governmental era where a CDC representative can make a statement and not be challenged, like in an event like this, like the, you know, vaccines are safe group, whatever. Robust safety monitoring now means, robust means 1% maybe, of the adverse events being caught. Of course, in real definitions, your English teacher would flunk you. But in an Orwellian English class, that's robust. Missing 99% of them.
So much. Absolutely. Well put. And this is why people like you and I and parents out there everywhere on social media are here to fact check these people, because the House Energy and Commerce Committee is not doing that. And I want to stay on this VAERS topic for a second. My friend Wayne Rohde, he wrote the book Vaccine Court. And it's basically the biggest in-depth research on this vaccine court, the VAERS reporting system. He said that he interviewed 285 families for the background of his book, and only 2 had nurses who would help them file a VAERS report. The rest said no, most because their bosses would terminate their employment or because of peer pressure. So this is from an author who's done some of the seminal research on this issue, and this is what he had to say. It's jaw-dropping how poor this system is, this VAERS system.
Well, and that, to your credit, once again, this is what investigative journalism should be. It's mostly not, with very few exceptions, and I look forward to seeing your reveal on this in your next article, and we'll have it here linked up, of course, at robertscottbell.com, to jeffreyjackson.com. And I know we got a couple of more things at least to cover with you this hour, in particular maybe some of the things you did recently with Highwire and Dell Bigtree. You've got an article on why the FDA should stay out of the current vaccine discussion altogether, and also the pharma whistleblower claiming that the root cause of the opioid epidemic was and is the FDA. Stick with us. Jeffrey Jackson is here this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is the place where we remind you that the power to heal really is yours. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's vice president speaks at the largest annual gathering of conservative leaders in America as Vice President Mike Pence tells the crowd at CPAC just outside Washington today.
The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women. between freedom and socialism, between personal responsibility and government dependence.
The CPAC convention wraps up tomorrow, but not before President Trump delivers an address to the gathering for the second consecutive year. The Trump administration is planning to end large-scale joint military exercises with South Korea to help ease tensions with North Korea, and the White House says it will also save the United States a lot of money. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
If you ever miss a show, archives are available at robertscottbell.com, and you can link out to all of the podcast sites like iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Our friends over in the United Kingdom listen to us on UK Health Radio. And while we still have the Sunday show will continue through GCN, Genesis Communication Network, GCNLive.com. But our weekday show will be transitioning, and you'll get it through that and also on YouTube. Very exciting stuff happening. And Jeffrey Jackson, you've been a part of it as long as you've been writing as the investigative journalist you are. And there's a little bit more to say on that CDC mess, I will call it mess, claiming that the robust safety monitoring system is in place, therefore MMR can't be a problem.
That's right. You know, the VAERS system is a passive system, like I said last segment, which means your doctor has to have the wherewithal to know what a vaccine reaction looks like, what possibly looks like, and then submit that report. And then that's just the beginning of the battle, because then you got to take on Department of Justice lawyers against the HHS. That's a whole other story, Wayne Rohde's book. However, Harvard Pilgrim did this study. They automated it So it basically took the vaccine records when the child gets a vaccine. That goes into the automated system. And then if there's any issues down the road that resemble a vaccine injury, it's automatically sent to VAERS. So they said, hey, we have this system. They told the CDC, look, we created this system. We have it. It's working. We notice yours is only catching about fewer than 1% was the quote. Can we hook this up to the VAERS system? Let's start testing this. Let's get this going. What did the CDC do? The CDC stopped responding to the Harvard contacts.
Wow.
That had this system implemented. They stopped responding. They just cold turkey, nothing. And they have not automated it to this day. This is interesting because what has the CDC done? They've automated vaccine tracking for individuals, for children. There's bills being passed. There's legislation being written to track everybody's vaccination status. They can track a vaccine lot number from start to finish until it gets, from creation until it gets injected in your child, but they can't do the reporting of injuries. This is a big head scratcher for an investigator. Everyone should be looking at this. ICanDecide.org. You can read all about it right there. These are their admissions, and this is what's happening in America.
Yeah, this is criminal activity, and not only the lying that took place by Fauci and Messonnier from CDC, but the fact that they do not want the real cataloging and numbering of the adverse events that are actually happening, which right now may be about 1%, if that. Listen, the Fear and Death Administration, as I call the FDA, there's a lot of reasons I can think of why they should stay out of the current vaccine discussion. But, Jeffrey, you have an article specifically about that. What are some of those reasons we need to let folks know?
Well, as you reported, the head of the administrator of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, he had made some threats publicly. And, you know, those threats, right past that was this House and Energy Committee hearing. And then there's another hearing on March 5th. So these threats are made, and he's talking about trying to, pardon the pun, but Trump states' rights and just have the federal government sweeping legislation come in and take away all non-medical vaccine exemptions. He said if the states can't get this done, the federal government should come in and do it. So this is a guy whose agency is responsible for unbiasedly and objectively checking the safety of vaccines, the safety studies, and licensing them based on those studies, and drugs and other things like that, cosmetics and products. So here's a person that should be, him and his agency, should be looking at how safe these things are, not trying to get in the state's rights fight to force a product. It really makes no sense. And, you know, Barbara Lo Fisher was on your show last week. It was amazing. I had to listen to it twice because it was such just truth bombs left and right. And she said that his comments were basically just completely unreasonable. And this is where we're at. Now, the FDA has recently admitted that it gave the green light for the flu shot, inactivated influenza, and Tdap vaccines for pregnant women with no studies to back it up, no safety studies. So that was just kind of a willy-nilly, yep, looks good to me, everyone's getting them, might as well give them to pregnant women. They were challenged. They could not produce any documents to show safety studies or clinical trials or clinical data that they relied upon to force those or give the green light for people to vaccinate, for doctors to vaccinate pregnant women. So not only are they not doing their job, they're now trying to push these products, which is, I mean, if I don't know, this is criminal at the highest level, the regulatory capture at its finest. And this yeah. reeks of the opioid epidemic, too, because that's what happened during the opioid epidemic. They green-lighted Oxycontin, and that was not, there was no safety studies for long-term use, and they just gave it the green light. And how did that go for America?
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the worst epidemic ever.
Well, it's not an exaggeration to say that the FDA is the enemy of the people, if not the people, then their health, okay? And how do you separate the two? Because if they're willing to promote these products, and they are products, the category of vaccines largely liability-free when the ACIP recommends it to be put on the CDC's recommended schedule, and with the opioids, of course, these are products, although there is liability associated with them, but the FDA is ultimately liable for basically saying, yep, that's good. We relied upon Purdue Pharma. They said it was good, so we're going to believe them. Ultimately, the government agency should have been the last line of defense, but no, it has to be you. And hopefully your doctor, but many doctors are not doing their homework and are going ahead and, you know, prescribing this stuff instead of things like cannabis, whether it has THC, CBD, or a combination of the two for pain reduction and management. And that we've shown here on the on this show with scientific studies and clinical analyses as reducing the reliance or addiction and, of course, the deaths that come from using these opioids. Now, I call them the Fear and Death Administration for a reason. They should stay out of it. Now, Jeffrey, I think you had said to me off the air that you were trying to reach out to Michael Boldner, a friend at the 10th Amendment Center. Were you able to get any quotes from him on this Gottlieb overreach?
We have a phone call momentarily, so either today or tomorrow. So I will I'll be adding that to a new article, actually, because I don't think we've seen the last of the federal government trying to force this, because I think the states are going to start getting defeated. And one of the big issues is with all of this legislation going through right now, or trying to be pushed, active legislation, over 100 bills in over 30 states with vaccine, having to do with vaccine exemptions. What's happening, I'm watching live hearings from all these states, and we're getting people showing up, doctors, parents,
thousands of people in each state in many cases.
Yes, and they have facts on their side. They have the science. They're showing where the government is admitting they haven't done the science, and they're putting this in public testimony. So I think this is backfiring in a way, because they've
opened themselves up to it.
You bet. They thought Safe and Effective was gonna move the ball to the goal line, and they just opened up a can of worms. And so I think they're gonna start seeing defeats, and I think the legislators are going to start being schooled. And I think there's some good ones left there still. They're going to start using that to kind of make a beachhead and push legislation that's going to protect parents' vaccine exemptions. So I'm sure the federal government's going to step in. I wouldn't be surprised to see Scott Gottlieb move and work for a pharmaceutical company afterwards. There's a gentleman in 1995. His name was Dr. Curtis Wright, and he was one of the team of the medical review officers at the FDA mm-hmm. that recommended the approval of Purdue Pharma's OxyContin. He actually went to work for Purdue Pharma right after that.
Yeah.
So this is what we're looking at here. It's no different with vaccinations.
Yeah, well, their police state level mandate push is backfiring on them. It really is, because as you say, more and more of this information about the danger of vaccines, lack of science, safety studies, efficacy studies is going on the record in each state where these hearings are happening. At the federal level, we know the fix is in. The ACIP, Del Bigtree presented in 3 minutes a brilliant diatribe about the lack of safety and efficacy studies, etc. But they go ahead and vote on it. And we had a quote that was presented about, well, this is about progress. We just need to keep moving forward. We can always make amends later or change it later. It's like, yes, after the children are dead, no, there's no accountability there. Now, I like what's happening in Arizona. I think there was one legislator there that was trying to push forward a bill that would have more fully informed consent by revealing every ingredient, etc. And even more so, another lawmaker in Arizona went and must have been watching my tweets and claims that, well, this mandatory measles shot is more of a communist plot. And before you kind of snicker and go, oh, it's a communist thing, think about what herd immunity is. It's medical collectivism. Collectivism, socialism, communism, all are the result of the destruction of the individual, eliminating individual liberty and individual rights, and putting everybody in a herd mentality. We all become a bunch of moo cows. And so she's obviously getting a lot of hell caught from the mainstream media, who's like, oh, she's yelling communism. But I agree. This is a step closer to that, because in communism, there is no individual liberty. There are no property rights. And the ultimate property is you, yourself, your own body, that they want to run roughshod over with these vaccine mandates. Jeffrey, what do you think?
Wonderful. Understand that is the truth, and it is serious. I think everyone, you know, I'm biased because I think he's doing great work. I think everyone should go listen to Dell's ACIP public testimony. Mm-hmm. He mentioned something in there. He mentioned a lot of stuff in there, but one of the things he mentioned was, if they don't stop now and try to do the proper safety studies, and we know they're not going to stop now and do that. Mm-hmm. It would be a miracle. But if they don't stop now, they're going to destroy the only true control group that's left, which are unvaccinated children, parents with unvaccinated children. Because the original safety testing and everything to this point has not used true placebo controls, as you've talked about on your show continuously. they used other vaccines. It's basically, this is the ICANN HHS notice calls it a pyramid scheme and layers of assumption regarding vaccine safety. There's no true vaccine safety studies. This is all, they're all done without true placebos. And if they keep pushing these vaccines and they, you know, if they get their way and all these mandates go through, you're going to see the only control group left to do an unvaccinated versus vaccinated study for health outcomes, which hasn't been done either. It will not be possible. So this is what we're up against here.
Well, or either that, or it will be narrowed down to those who really believe in the Second Amendment.
Yep, you bet. Hopefully, it won't come to that. We're seeing a lot of, you know, if you were to ask me 3 or 4 years ago, I would say, my God, we have such an uphill battle. I just don't see how this, you know, the pharmaceutical company is so strong. Yesterday, you know, I was on Highwire. I watched the show as well. I saw the parents at ACIP. I saw the testimonies. I mean, one after the other, I watched the Oregon HB 3063 bill, and it's 3 hours of testimony there. It's hundreds of parents just packed. I mean, my God, this is incredible. This is a grassroots thing, and, you know,
no longer be contained, Jeffrey. Listen, we're going to take a break, and stick with me. One more segment with Jeffrey Jackson. We're going to talk about this movement. I don't want you to, you know, get cocky and rest on your laurels because Jeffrey is reporting accurately. There are a lot of people that are speaking out, but we have the ability to change this now. We'll talk about it more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, y'all thought I was exaggerating when I nicknamed the FDA the Fear and Death Administration, but boy, oh boy, are they really responsible when it comes to medical drugs, the third leading cause of death? Yes, indeed. The peer-reviewed literature, Journal of New England Journal of Medicine, JAMA, Lancet, all acknowledge that. Coming through Fear and Death Administration, FDA. Now, we've talked about their lack of oversight in terms of vaccine safety, no true double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And, of course, as Jeffrey Jackson points out, they are largely responsible for the opioid epidemic. How did this happen?
Well, they basically approved, it's like the record's playing over again. I know I try to always link things back to vaccines because it can't help it. But the opioids were approved for long-term use for pain management without any scientific studies. And in fact, internal documents showed that the Purdue Pharma knew that their OxyContin was addictive, was highly addictive, but they downplayed that and they said it was not habit forming. So the FDA unleashed this onto the American people, and you know these numbers are still climbing in some states, and it's really interesting. So I got to give hats off to 60 Minutes. They did a great interview last week, basically this past Sunday. It's called "Did the FDA Ignite the Opioid Epidemic?" And you know, spoiler alert, they did. they interviewed a guy named Ed Thompson, and he's a drug manufacturer who produces opioids, and he basically said, this is his quote, "The root cause of this epidemic, the opioid epidemic, is the FDA's illegal approval of opioids for treatment of chronic pain." And he said they ignited the opioid crisis. And this is where we're at. Now, I made a point in my article, despite the reckless prescribing trends of doctors, the lack of regulatory oversight by the DEA, because they were told to stand down, and these things were never mandated by the states, and look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have vaccines coming through. Same thing, no safety studies, green lighted by the FDA without proper safety studies, broken reporting system, mandated, attempting to be mandated in a lot of states. And with the government coming in, the FDA, the people that should be mandating it, coming in to try to force it. This is a very ominous time, but it's a very positive time, too, because this is kind of a linchpin. This is people's line in the sand. I'm seeing so many people stand up and say no more and getting the courage to do this, because once they see these facts, it's over. It's over. And for the people that say, you know, if you don't vaccinate, you're going to kill babies. We were talking about that off break. That's what that was why it was on my mind. They talk about herd immunity, and they talk about, well, we need to reach this for herd immunity. Well, one of the things I've watched Del Bigtree talk about quite a bit. This was his talking point. He came up with this. He said, look, herd immunity, how many kids are going to die to reach your mythical herd immunity? Because every time the vaccine has a booster shot, that's a self-admission that the vaccine didn't work the first time. So these vaccines don't work. They're not as effective as they claim to be. The flu shot this year is 44%, I believe it was. It's less than a coin toss.
Yeah, very, very astute observation. And again, to echo what Dell has said, that if they think herd immunity is achievable via vaccination, it's a nonsense to start. But even when they claim, well, we're close and we've achieved it in certain areas, no. Well, vaccinated populations are vulnerable. The vaccine itself is not permanent if it stimulates immunity at all. And also the fact that adults are not getting booster shots. Although they want to mandate it. So the point is, you could argue maybe 60% of the American population has MMR vaccines up to date. So it's a nonsense starter, this herd immunity fiction. Of course, that leads to what? Humans as moo cows, right? This idea, like that Arizona lawmaker, I agree. I don't know where she got it, if she's been paying attention to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But as I said, vaccines are basically communism come to life. No personal property, no private property. The ultimate private property, personal property, is your own body, and they want to run roughshod over what remains of your ability to say no to toxic injections for your children and yourself.
That's right. And, you know, there's a doctor, his name is Richard Kelly, and he's one of the world's top doctors on mitochondrial disease, and he said that up to 40% of kids that have autism have mitochondrial disease, and that's a issue when you get the MMR vaccine. So
communists are willing to sacrifice your kid for the greater good that is ill-defined, because it's defined as chronic illness, devastating degradation diseases, cancer, autoimmunity, neurological degradation. We're going to talk about that next hour with our good buddy Chris Barr, not a doc. Jeffrey Jackson, always doing such great work. Appreciate you being here with me, my friend.
Thanks, Robert.
Remember, folks, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.